Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Brachos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. So we already know that we say Shema at night and in the morning. The Torah says, V'shachbecha uv'kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. We also make brachos, both before and after Shema. In the morning, we make the bracha of Yetzer Ar, and have a Salem or have a Rabbah, depending on your Nusach. And there's the bracha after Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, which is Emes V'yatzif, that ends Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. So Bashachar continues the Mishnah. In the morning, Mevarach Shtayim Lefanah, we make two brachas beforehand. Again, Yetzer Ar, and a have a Rabbah, or have a Salem, depending on your Nusach, V'achas Lachra, and one bracha afterwards. Iva Erev, in the evening, Shtayim Lefanah, we make two brachas beforehand. That's Amar of Aravim, and I have a Salam, Ushtayim Lechre, and there are two brachas after Shema. One begins Emes V'Emuna, ending Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, and the other is Hashkiveinu. Wait a second, but some of us say Baruch Hashem Li'olam, and we say Yiru Einenu, when we finish Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech B'Chvoidei, Tamad Yim L'Chaleinu, Li'ayin L'Vod V'Al Kalmaso, so there's another bracha. How come the Mishnah doesn't talk about that bracha? And the answer is, that's not part of the Birchas Kriya Shema. Tosfos explains that was added to give people who came late a chance to catch up so they can skip that bracha and catch up with everyone else at the beginning of Shemona Esrei. But as far as Birchas Kriya Shema, brachas that were designed, that were enacted just for Kriya Shema, so in the morning we have two before and one afterwards, in the evening we have both two before and two afterwards. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. You will also notice that as far as the brachas beforehand are concerned, achas aruka, literally long, v'achas katsara, one is short. What do we mean long or short? We don't mean how many pages it takes up in the Siddur. A long bracha is a bracha that both begins Baruch Atah Hashem and ends Baruch Atah Hashem. A short bracha does not begin Baruch Atah Hashem, but ends Baruch Atah Hashem. So both in the morning and in the evening. The first bracha is a long bracha. It begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yetzer Rivayri Chayshech. It ends Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer HaMe'ayreis. The second bracha does not begin Baruch Atah Hashem. It starts Ahava Saylam. It just ends Baruch Atah Hashem B'yama Yisrael B'yahava. So the second bracha is considered a short bracha. The same is true by Ma'ariv. The first bracha begins and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. The second bracha, Ahavas Olam, does not begin with Baruch Atah, it only ends with Baruch Atah. So Memela, once again our Mishnah tells us, in regard to the brachas before Kriya Shema, Achas Arucha, one is considered a long bracha, because it both begins and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. The Achas Ketzara, one is considered a short bracha, because it ends Baruch Atah Hashem, and it does not begin Baruch Atah Hashem. Zakta the Mishnah, Mokem She'amru, in a place where the Chachamim said Laharach, to begin and end with Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't decide on your own just to end with Baruch Atah Hashem. And Lekatzer, where Chazal said just to end with Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't decide to add Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning. For that matter, brachas that Chazal said, Lachtoim, should finish Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't decide not to finish Baruch Atah Hashem. Then again, Shaloi Lachtoim, where we're told not to finish Baruch Atah Hashem, like Birchas Anahenin or Birchas HaMitzvahs, right, a Bayer Priya, it's a Shahakal, it starts Baruch Atah Hashem, or Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha you make on Netilas Lulav, or Tfilin, they start Baruch Atah Hashem, but they don't finish Baruch Atah Hashem. So there's a reason for that. Ein Rishlai Lachtem, you can't finish Baruch Atah Hashem. The total amount of brachas that we say for Kriya Shema is seven. In the morning, there are three, two before, one after. And by Ma'ariv, there are two before and two after. So 4 and 3 is 7. That's based on the pasuk that each day Davin HaMelech said 7 halalukas, like the pasuk says, Sheva b'yayim hilal tucha, he praised Hashem 7 times every day. So our Mishnah Dalet told us that in the morning, by the Birchas Kriya Shema of the morning, there are two brachas before and one afterwards, in the evening two before, two afterwards. One of the two brachas that we make before Kriya Shema, both in the morning and in the evening, is called Arucha. The Bat Tanura says that means it starts and ends Baruch Atah Hashem. And one is Kitzara. It doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem, but it ends Baruch Atah Hashem. Generally speaking, when you have brachais, one after the other, that's called the bracha smucha lechavrata, like the brachais of Shemona Esrei. So if the previous bracha ends Baruch Ata Hashem, the next bracha does not begin. So by Kriya Shema also, both in the morning and at night, we start Baruch Ata Hashem. But the rest of the Berachas Kriya Shema are considered a row of brachais. Even though Kriya Shema is in the middle, that's not called a hefsek. And therefore only the first bracha, Yotzer Ar and Amar of Aravim, begin Baruch Ata Hashem. So again, when you generally speaking, when you have brachas following one after the other, like we said, like by Shemona Esrei, if the previous bracha ends Baruch Ata Hashem, the next bracha does not begin Baruch Ata Hashem. So let me ask you a question. What about the Berachas HaShachar that you say in the morning? Baruch Ata Hashem L'keni Melchem Shalai Yaseni Yaved, Baruch Ata Hashem L'keni Melchem Shalai Yaseni Yisha, Baruch Ata Hashem L'keni Melchem B'kei Chibrim. We keep saying Baruch Ata Hashem, even though the brachas follow one after the other. So the reason for that is that originally, when Chazal were masakin these brachas, you were supposed to say each bracha at the point where it was negated to that bracha. For example, when you put your hands on your eyes, you made the bracha Bekeach Ivrim. When you sat up, you made the bracha Matar Asurim. When you stood up, you made the bracha Zaykev Kefufim. When you put your feet down on the ground, you made the bracha Roika Haaretz Al Hamayim. When you put on your shoes, you made the bracha Sha'asali Kalsarki. And when you started to walk, you made the bracha Mechen Mitzadei Gaver. When you put on your belt or gartel, you made the bracha Oizi Yisrael Begvura. When you put on your hat, you made the bracha Oiti Yisrael Besefara. When you washed your hands, you made the bracha Alatilis Yadayim. When you washed your face, you made the bracha Maver Sheina Me'enai. That was the original takan of the bracha. How can we say it all in one row? That's because our hands aren't clean. And also the Amaratzim, they don't know exactly when to make the bracha, how to organize it, so therefore we want to organize it in the Siddur. But because originally these brachas were supposed to be separate brachas that were made at the appropriate time, therefore they're not considered one bracha after the other. That's why they begin Baruch Ata Hashem. So the Maaseh, there's a reason for everything, and we can't be smarter than what Chazal put for us in the Siddur. And if it's a bracha that Chazal said has to finish Baruch Ata Hashem, you can't decide not to finish Baruch Ata Hashem, or the other way around. If Chazal made a bracha that it does not finish Baruch Ata Hashem, like a Shahakol, or a Mezaynis, or a bracha on a mitzvah, you can't decide to finish Baruch Ata Hashem.